farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Overseas markets have been identified for at least 200 acres of the Beauregard and Covington varieties of sweet potato for harvesting and export. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Minister of Education has issued the following cost guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
In grade 1, the average cost for the extra book should be about $4,000. The same for grade 2. For grade 3, it is about $4,500. Grade 4, $7,000. Grade 5, $7,500. Grade 6, $7,500. Grade 7, additional material costing about $11,000 will be required, and it goes up to $12,368 at grade 9.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through the Bodo's Research Division, has embarked on the development of a clean seed program to assist farmers to improve their ability to earn foreign exchange. This will be done through the identification of new varieties of local produce that will make farmers more competitive within certain critical markets. Under the program, two new varieties of sweet potatoes are being planted on 200 acres of land for harvesting and export in November 2015 through to April 2016.
Government has invested very heavily in the infrastructure to produce high-quality planting materials and to provide technical assistance to improve our farmers' yields and ultimately to enhance their earnings.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyo. The planting of the Beauregard and Covington varieties is being undertaken by a number of large and small farmers in and outside of the agriparks to include the Jamaica Producers Tropical Foods Limited, Valley Fruits, and the Ebony Park Farmers Cooperative.
In this effort, we are working with a critical number of partners, both internal, external. The international team that have been assisting us, AICA is one, our local Newport Ferson, a very prominent supplier of fertilizers, is on board, and of course the Canadian Hunger Fund has been very supportive of this venture as well. They have been assisting us with financial, technical, and scientific resources for the development of this project.
Information kits will also be developed to guide the production of the crops and provide technical assistance to farmers. General Manager of the Fresh Division of JP Tropical Foods, Dr. Damien Graham, says the company will be involved in the planting of the first 10 to 20 acres of the crop on a phased basis.
Our involvement is to bring together all the technical expertise that ICA, RADA, and the Ministry has been able to put together and to provide a incubation space for the development of the best practices related to the crop, then certainly to continue rolling out that commercial opportunity. What we've already prepared is the first 10 acres, and we'll be planting that out in a 2-acre tranche every 2 weeks, which will allow us to also harvest and bring to market and ensure that we monitor and validate that this crop can work and work well here in Jamaica on a commercial scale.
Business Development Manager, Newport Ferson Jamaica Limited, Heather Rose Pitter, says the company has earmarked some $2 million for soil analysis and training under the project. Similar programs will also be developed for crops including Irish potatoes, sweet yams, melons, cantaloupes, and honeydew. And now for our Jamaican phrase of the day. Mishiem tree dead. And this means, I'm not easily embarrassed.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.